This is VOA News. I'm Laurel Bowman. Israeli forces continue their attacks on Hamas militants and infrastructure in northern Gaza. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Ground forces are attacking Hamas militants and infrastructure in the area, while the military says some 800,000 people have fled since the war began more than 3 weeks ago, even as warplanes continue to strike from end to end of the sealed-off territory. Buoyed by a successful rescue of a captive held by Hamas, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has rejected calls for a ceasefire and vowed to crush the militant group's ability to govern Gaza or threaten Israel. The Palestinian death toll in the war has reached just over 8,300, according to the health ministry in Gaza. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
And more on those calls for a humanitarian ceasefire. VOA's Tommy McNeil has that story.
Filippi Lazzarini accused Israel of collective punishment of Palestinians and the forced displacement of civilians. He warned that a further breakdown of civil order after the agency's warehouses were broken into by panicked Palestinians searching for food and other aid will make it extremely difficult, if not impossible, for the largest UN agency in Gaza to continue operating. According to the latest UN figures from Gaza's Ministry of Health, more than 8,300 people have been killed, 66% of them women and children. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Meantime, repeated attacks on American troops in the Middle East risk drawing the United States into a conflict with Iran, even as Washington strives to prevent fighting between Israel and Hamas from spiraling into a regional war. For more stories, visit us online. This is VOA News. Venezuela's top court said it had suspended the results of a recent opposition presidential primary, a move that could risk attracting U.S. sanctions again. Almond Lee explains.
In response to Monday's ruling, the U.S. State Department urged President Nicolas Maduro's government to, quote, uphold the commitments they made at the signing of the political roadmap agreement, adding the U.S. will take action if they fail to do so. The court ruled that the commission must present documents such as candidate registration and voting records. It must also account for the participation of candidates like Maria Corina Machado, who is barred by the government from holding public office, something the opposition says it's illegal. Machado was named the winner of the primary. The opposition, which considers the court an arm of the government, has insisted the poll was transparent and fair, while the Maduro government decried alleged fraud.
A long-shot legal bid to disqualify former U.S. President Donald Trump from appearing on the western state of Colorado's 2024 ballots has begun. Reuters correspondent Alex Cohen has more.
The case will test a rarely used Civil War-era provision of the U.S. Constitution that bars people who have engaged in insurrection or rebellion from holding federal office. Plaintiff's attorney Scott Olson argued Trump assembled a violent mob at the U.S. Capitol on January 6, 2021, that tried to prevent the constitutional transfer of power. Trump faces similar lawsuits brought by advocacy groups in Michigan and Minnesota, but the Colorado case is the first to go to trial. Trump is the leading Republican candidate for president in 2024 and has denied wrongdoing.
And in other global news headlines, a suspected gunman takes an unknown number of people hostage inside a post office in Japan, authorities say, following a suspected shooting in a nearby hospital. Bangladeshi police clash with thousands of garment workers demanding fair wages for the clothing they make for major Western brands, a day after similar protests left at least two people dead. U.S. President Joe Biden issues an executive order on regulating artificial intelligence, aiming for the United States to lead the way in global efforts to manage the technology's risks. King Charles III and Queen Camilla began a state visit to Kenya with a ceremonial red carpet welcome by President William Ruto. For more stories, check us out online. I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.